Hello and welcome to Jaw Law. I'm your host, Joe McGregor, in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to another quarantine episode. And like the last several that we've done, today we're going to take a positive spin on dental-specific CPAs. If you have listened to the last few episodes, I don't want to rehash everything, but obviously want to point out a few things that's going to apply to the CPAs that also apply to the other professionals that I want to make sure I say in case people haven't listened to. Number one, we're not saying that if someone is a dental CPA, they're going to automatically be better than someone who is not a dental CPA. That's never going to be the case. Again, what we're trying to do is just improve the odds. And what we're saying is that the odds are going to probably be in your favor if you are using a dental-specific CPA. Another caveat I want to lay out is that I'm going to lump, I think probably the financial planners and the CPAs are going to cringe, but I'm going to kind of lump them together. And I was going to do two different episodes on this. This isn't going to be a long episode anyway, but it would have been even shorter. But these professionals are often embodying both dimensions, the financial planning side and the CPA side. And that is a conversation for another day, whether or not that's good or bad. But that is the case that a lot of CPAs are also serving as your financial planner and vice versa. But then also the things that the arguments for using a dental-specific CPA are often the same exact arguments for using a dental-specific financial planner. So this episode's basically covering both. I'm going to use CPA. I'm going to refer to them as CPAs out of some just for ease of reference. But let's dive right in. Like I said, it's going to be a short episode. And I think all the things that apply to the previous episodes, they're going to apply to the CPAs. But where we want to add to the argument for using these professionals is number one, taxation. This is going to take a few different lanes of approach because taxation is super complicated. And there are many things that many variables that affect taxation and what taxes mean to you. And when we talk about putting the odds in your favor, when a CPA can deal with the taxes that apply to a single industry, they're just going to be more familiar with it. If you have to learn tax matters for a dentist, and then the next day for your airplane client, and the next day for your restaurant client, it's just a lot to keep up with. There are going to be a lot of things that transfer, and there are going to be some things that don't. When you have a dental-specific CPA, you don't have to worry about those transfers. They're going to be knee-deep in the industry. And there's a few areas where having somebody familiar with your industry are going to be helpful. Most of these CPAs are going to understand your equipment and how to maximize the depreciation can potentially happen in your office. They're going to be able to better cost segregate the depreciation, and they're going to be aware of certain exemptions that may apply to healthcare workers that may not apply to other people. And again, that doesn't mean that someone else can't look them up. It just means that you're going to be like the 84th person that they had to apply that understanding to that day. Additionally, with taxes, it also helps that the salary range of most of their clients is going to be a fairly narrow band as these things go. And taxes apply to different people at different income levels. There are some things that are available to you when you're making a certain dollar amount, and they're not going to be available once you make too much money. And this is going to be helpful, again, maybe just for ease of representation, that most of their clients are going to fit within a certain salary range. So they're going to be familiar with the things that apply to you, things you can do and things you can't. One of the other aspects of getting a dental-specific CPA is that a lot of their clients are also going to be roughly the same size. And this is probably going to matter a lot when it comes to employees and certain things you have to do or certain things you can do or get away with. It just makes it easy. Different laws apply when you have 5 employees than when you have 50. And that comes with payroll, taxes, and what you can do with some of the benefits that you're going to pay for, things like that. And it just helps to have somebody, they don't have to be a jack of all trades. Okay, most of my clients have 5 employees or 8 employees. Another benefit is that they understand the dental business and they understand how things get done. So when they make suggestions, it's not going to be dumb advice. We're like, well, that's not how I run my office or how anybody runs their office. They'll have industry appropriate advice when it comes to taxation or cost savings or what have you. And following that, one of the other benefits, and I would say one of the benefits that we see the most, is data comparison. So if I have 100 clients and you're spending 40% more on wages than everyone else who has the same amount of employees, then I'm able to tell you that. Whereas I don't have to just consult some industry data. I have real data at my fingertips and I'm able to tell you, you're spending way more on supplies, or you're offering benefits that do not customarily get offered in your industry, or they're able to be offered in a different way. So if I have 100 clients and you are running 40% more on salaries or wages than everyone else, then I'm able to tell you, and I don't have to necessarily consult industry data or anything. It's at my fingertips already. I'm already pretty intimately familiar with what other people are doing, even people that are probably in your area. And I'm able to say, hey, you're offering benefits at a higher level than other people, or you're paying people significantly more than my other clients, or your rent expense is too high, or just whatever. They're able to, they don't have to make decisions for you, but they are able to allow you, without comparing you to specific people, they're able to tell you kind of where you sit and help you make useful business decisions. Now, finally, I think maybe this is more personal than anything, but I do think that being in the industry allows them to just have higher confidence in their own competence as to what they're doing. So if you're the 400th practice acquisition that they've advised on, maybe they're going through the numbers of somebody's books, they're able to say, hey, you know what? This seems pretty overpriced. I've looked at 399 other practices, and this just doesn't seem right. Well, they're going to feel good about that review. And also, you can probably feel good about that review too, because you know that they have been there, done that. Whereas if you're using a CPA that is doing your due diligence, and this is not the only dental practice they've looked at, but it's not something that they do regularly. But if it is the first, then for sure, you're going to have questions about whether or not, and they should have questions about whether or not this data is making sense. I know even as a lawyer on the sideline here, outside looking in, sometimes I hear things from CPAs and I'm like, oh, wow, okay. We try to be respectful of their advice and the things that they're telling clients, but just sometimes it's pretty ludicrous, especially when they opine on like the value of a practice. They're like, oh, well, we're looking at the numbers and we think it should be worth 30% of collections of revenues. I'm like, well, that would be awesome if our client could pay 30% of revenues, but everyone else in the market's going to be paying 85. So we have to question their opinion. And that's really not our job as a lawyer, and really as anybody else who is not a CPA. They should be the expert. And when they're giving questionable advice, that just kind of disrupts the whole flow, the whole ability to work as a team. And so using a dental CPA, they're going to be in a better position to be able to say, hey, listen, I've looked at a lot of practices and this doesn't make sense, or this is what's going on and no other practices do this, or this is what they've been doing at the practice and it has this kind of issue. We just feel a lot better when we hear that from a CPA who knows the dental industry. And those are the reasons that we feel really strongly about people using a dental CPA. I tell people this, and it's not even a joke. I think people think I'm joking, but I'm not. When I say, when you're looking to assemble your team, it is probably more important. Lawyers love to feel important and to think that they're important. And yeah, I think lawyers are important, but I would say that your CPA is probably going to be, if not the most important, then one of the most important, because they're going to be with you, you hope, a long time. And they're going to help make decisions for you or decisions with you that are going to be really long-lasting, have lasting impacts. They're going to affect how much money you take home, how much money you're not going to give to the government. And they're going to have to interface with you a lot. And so for us as lawyers, we're going to interact with you while you buy your practice, and we're going to be around, and you're going to call us from time to time. But your CPA, I mean, that's a relationship that you need to have, and it needs to be a good one. And so if you're going to have to rely on their advice, you want to make sure that their advice is rock solid. And it is easier for their advice to be rock solid if they are intimately familiar with the industry. And that's why we, without hesitation, we always recommend using a dental CPA for your practice. That's all we have today. Hope everyone's staying safe and staying healthy. We'll see you next time. And I was about to give in, but that's when she started talking about true love, started talking about sin. I said, honey, I live with you for the rest of my life. She said, no hugging, no kissing. And keep your hands to yourself.